Well, fourth will play third in the Sheffield Shield starting today, and their coach, Trent Johnson, who I said at the start of the show, did bowl one outswinger in his career, and I edged it. Good morning. How are you, TJ?
DK, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Was there a second one that I missed?
Nah, it was only probably one, you're right. That's why I got dropped, because I couldn't bowl an outswinger.
Oh, no, that's not true, mate.
And he's still filthy on your track.
Only gags. Mate, how are the boys looking? Obviously, we need to win this one. We're sitting fourth, I think.
Yeah, it's been an interesting sort of first half of the Shield season. We're positioned fourth. Top two teams got beat last round, and Queensland and ourselves won. So we closed that gap a little bit, but certainly need to keep winning. Next three games are at home, so we've got two at the SCG and one at Wollongong. So, you know, it all looks pretty good. The boys are shaping up pretty good after a tough BBL period, and to go down and win at the MCG like we did last week was a pretty good start at the back end of the season.
Nice to see those blokes in form as well. Double century for Ed Cowan, and then you've also got Pete Neville coming up with a century.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, Ed didn't play BBL this year and concentrated on his preparation for the back end of the Shield season, and that sort of showed in his results last week. You know, batted very well. We obviously had a change in our lineup when Maddo pulled out, so Ed dropped down to three. Took that very well, and you know, like the professional that he is, and went about his business. You know, obviously Nev got that little knock at the back end of the BBL, but come out of that quite fine, and you know, batted very well at a difficult situation, coming in at the second new ball. You know, he did a great job for us, as well as KP and Moses there.
Just on Nick, we've been talking about him this morning because of what Ed Cowan said yesterday, and he came out pretty firmly saying the support needs to be there. There's still a bit of a gap in the system, TJ. Now, he was never dropped, was he? He pulled out of these games himself.
Yeah, he just didn't feel that he was in the right sort of mindset to go out there and play first-class cricket and represent New South Wales. So it was certainly was a very brave decision for Nick. And, you know, he spoke to myself and Moses last Tuesday, the night before the Victorian game, and just said that he just didn't feel right and, you know, wanted to take a little bit of a break and get his head right. And, you know, so we fully support that.
Yeah.
As a team and a squad and as an organisation at New South Wales. So we'll stand by Nick and, you know, try and get him on the park as soon as we possibly can.
Okay. What do you think he needs, and is the system in place to help him right now?
We're certainly trying to get that system in place at Cricket New South Wales. You know, there'll be meetings today with Nick to see how we organise a return to play sort of structure. You know, this is probably, you know, quite rare in our sport of cricket that, you know, the mental side of things has now taken someone out of the game. So I think that, you know, sticking by him, give him all the support that he needs, and just try and get him back there as quick as possible. You know, I think that, you know, he probably fell out of love with the game for a little bit there. So, you know, maybe a week or two off and, you know, he'll get back that desire to play cricket again. You know, he's a very skillful and talented athlete. So, you know, you don't represent Australia if you're not that.
Look, I had an alarmist call yesterday saying, oh, he'll never play again. What's your opinion, Trent?
He'll play again. I'm sure he will. You know, it's his job. It's his, you know, he's a very gifted athlete. So he just needs a bit of a breakaway. He's had a sort of a hard couple of months, I suppose. But, you know, get around his friends and get around people at Cricket New South Wales who, you know, who love him and want him to get out there and play cricket. So, you know, it's a sad time, but, you know, it'll give Nick a bit of time to reflect and get his head right. You know, who knows what he could do at the back end of this season.
Yeah, we certainly wish him well. TJ, these new Duke balls that we're trialling, what do you make of them?
There was certainly a lot of hype about them, about their swinging and all that sort of stuff. I think the overhead conditions will play a massive part in that. You know, we've got a cloudless day here in Sydney today, so, you know, the previous games that I've seen, they haven't really swung that much. They've probably swung the odd ball. The batsmen obviously like them because they stay harder than the Kookaburra does.
Okay.
And
that's the biggest problem with the Kookaburra these days, mate, isn't it? They get soft.
Yeah, they get soft quite easily and, you know, they're out of shape. So from a batter and a bowler's point of view, it's quite hard to do something with that. So, you know, I think these balls stay a little bit more rounder. The leather's quite harder. The seam's prouder. So that's, you know, if you can consistently hit the rope, you're going to ask questions of the batter. And, you know, balls we want is an even contest. You know, you batters have had it too good for too long, Slap.
Yes. The modern era have. The last 10 years. Bigger bats.
Oh.
Flatter decks, softer balls.
Where's Pat Cummins up to for New South Wales, Trent?
Yeah, interesting question that. Spoke to Pat Howard yesterday. So we've got a few things in place. Obviously, Pat will feature in the T20 team. He got a back scan the other day and it was all clear. So that's great news for him. And so he'll feature in that T20 stuff. And then we'll reassess where we are after that. We'll play three Shield games after that. I'm pretty sure he won't play all three. But, you know, from a New South Wales point of view, it's certainly great to get him involved in two of those. So conversations are still going with Cricket Australia. And, so we'll just see what happens. You know, hopefully he gets through that T20 series. He's feeling good. I spoke to him yesterday. So, so he's ready to rock and roll as soon as, you know, CA take off the handbrake, I suppose.
Mm. If he goes well, mate, he might be on a plane to India.
Yeah. I would advise against that. I think that if he plays the back end of the Shield season and, you know, gets himself right, you know, and gets himself available for the start of the summer or whatever's coming in the off-season, I think that would be more beneficial. But Pat's a CA contractor player, so they'll determine what he does next. My opinion would be stay at home.
Yeah. If I'm state coach, my opinion would be he stays at home and plays all three of those Shield games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is good. So obviously you can't. It's not like you just can pick him, is it? You've got to be allowed to pick him.
Yeah, pretty much so. You know, his fitness and all that sort of stuff will come into consideration, workloads and those sort of things. You know, I think, like I said, I can't see him playing all three, and I probably wouldn't want him to play all three because we don't want to sort of burn him out.
Sure.
As he's just come back. So, you know, maybe if he was to play round 8 and round 10, that would be excellent, you know?
That sounds like a plan to me, round 8 and round 10. And, mate, I don't want to pry too much, but would Nick be around the boys at the SCG? Is that part of, they're his gang in a way, aren't they? Will he be around the SCG? Will he be around the squad? Or is he just having a complete time away?
I think that's totally and utterly up to him, what he wants to do. Yeah. He always knows he's more than welcome in and around the group and that sort of thing. I know there's some meetings going on with Nick and some people at Cricket New South Wales today just about how we're just going to move forward and, you know, what's the return to play plan moving forward. So, you know, that'll be going on. So I'm sure that, you know, when they finish, you'll pop down to the sheds and have a look and see how the game's going.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Play well, mate.
Thank you very much.
A good win this one. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Trent Johnson, the coach of the New South Wales Blues.